Welcome back to week two of the Happy Days. We all want to be happy, but being happy all the time isn't natural. Life is full of a range of emotions, and sometimes they can be overwhelming. Several years ago, my wife and I went through one of the most difficult seasons of our lives. Our oldest son was born with several airway issues that we were not aware of at birth. But when he was a month old, we had to rush him to Children's Hospital of Atlanta. And then we ended up having to fly all the way to Cincinnati Children's Hospital for his surgery, and then eventually flying all the way back to Atlanta for the final recovery. It was the hardest 3 months of our lives. It was a season full of grief, fear, sadness, and happiness. I remember struggling with my prayers during that season. My prayers ran the full range of emotions, but often just tears. I wanted my prayers to be centered around the happy and joyous moments, but I just couldn't do it. I was trying so desperately to hide all of my other emotions from God because that's how I thought I could best lead as a husband and youth leader at the time. But let me not leave you with a cliffhanger. My son is doing great. He's 12. Doctors told us that he would never play competitive sports, but he plays travel baseball and is just a normal middle school student. But it was an emotional roller coaster. The uncomfortable truth in the moment of crisis was that I couldn't just pray my emotions away or pretend they didn't exist. Maybe you can relate to some of these things I felt. Sometimes it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that God's presence is tied to our feelings of happiness. We hear things like, you just need to trust God more, pray more, think about something different. While these quick answers are not bad advice, they're incomplete. They can lead us to believe that God's presence is only evident when we feel happy. And as we said last week, God doesn't promise us happiness like we think of happiness. When scripture talks about happy, it's more than just an emotion. It's bigger, holistic. Maybe a better way to put it is being complete or at peace. But seeing others' highlight reels, their happiest moments, their biggest smiles, and most exciting adventures can intensify our question in difficult times. We can start to believe that if we're not constantly happy, we must be doing something wrong, or worse, that God has somehow forgotten us. Sometimes we try to force positivity in our prayers or conversations about faith just to avoid dealing with the more difficult emotions. We're quick to just brush off difficult moments by telling ourselves, God is good, God has a plan, or everything happens for a reason. It's almost like we use God to run away from God. We may try to put on a brave face, say the right things, hope to somehow skip or ignore the pain, but that doesn't always work. The pain is still there. If it can be natural to feel all the emotions and God made us to feel these emotions, what would it look like for us to invite God into the difficult moments? God knows every struggle we face, every thought, and every worry. Because God is always with us, we can know that God shows up in every feeling. How do we know this? Well, let's spend a few minutes talking about it. A guy named David, who we talked about last week, gave us a beautiful picture of God showing up in all feelings. Remember, David was the author of a bunch of poems and songs that are full of expressive feelings and emotions. In one of the Psalms, David writes this, "Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. Then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you." David implies that wherever he goes and whatever he is feeling, God is there. This means that God is not just present when everything's going well. God is there in the joy and the pain, the laughter and the tears. God is with us in every emotion we experience. This realization can be incredibly helpful. It means that our feelings, no matter how difficult, are not signs of God's absence. Instead, God meets us in our feelings. Even Jesus felt some really big emotions. Jesus, the person many people believe is God in a human body, came to earth and lived the full human experience. He felt all the human emotions during his time on earth. In a story his buddy John wrote down, Jesus experiences the loss of a close friend, Lazarus. Now, Lazarus wasn't just an acquaintance or so-so friend. Jesus spent a lot of time with Lazarus and his family. I imagine if Jesus and Lazarus were friends today, they'd pull up to the courts together to shoot some hoops or crush people in pickleball. The point is that Jesus cared deeply about Lazarus, but Lazarus got sick and died while Jesus was on a trip. When Jesus returns to Lazarus's house, we see Jesus' raw emotion. In John 11, verse 33 and 34, we see Jesus' reaction when he arrives and sees Lazarus's family mourning. When Jesus saw her sobbing and the Jews with her sobbing, a deep anger welled up within him. He said, "Where did you put him?" Jesus felt anger when he saw the pain caused by death. He was angry at the suffering in the world and that people he loved were experiencing so much pain. Anger isn't a bad emotion. It's valid and important. It's often a response to injustice and suffering, and it can drive us to take action. As Jesus approaches the place where Lazarus is lying, John continues the story. Jesus began to weep. This is the shortest verse in the Bible. In another translation, it simply reads, Jesus wept. Jesus felt deep sorrow. And even though he knew he would raise him from the dead, he mourned the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus shows us that it's okay to cry. It doesn't mean you lack faith. Jesus' tears show us that emotions are part of being human. So what do these examples tell us? They show us that God shows up in all feelings. There are no bad feelings, just feelings that are uncomfortable or unfamiliar. And God shows up in the uncomfortable and unfamiliar feelings because God wants you to be complete, to be whole. Look at all the feelings on this wheel, all the primary and secondary emotions. Even in the midst of all these feelings, I want you to know that you are loved by Jesus. He loves you and he even likes you. You mean more than anything to him, and he cares about every aspect of your life. Any of the emotions you could possibly feel, he cares deeply about it. Here's what I'd like you to try. Give God your emotions. When we try to avoid or ignore our emotions, we miss out on the full experience of life and the depth of our relationship with God. It's okay to feel sad or angry. These feelings do not indicate God's absence, but rather provide opportunities to experience God's presence in new ways. Because God shows up in all feelings. When we allow ourselves to fully feel our emotions, we create space for God to meet us in those feelings and bring us comfort and peace. Here are a few ways we create space for God to meet us in our feelings. First, acknowledge your emotions. The first step is to acknowledge what you're feeling. Don't try to push it away or pretend it doesn't exist. Name the emotion. Say it out loud or write it down. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm anxious. Ask yourselves, what emotions do I tend to ignore? What emotions are new? Acknowledging your emotions is the first step to understanding them and allowing God to work through them. Most of us do not have a large emotional vocabulary. Tools like the feeling wheel can help when you're trying to identify your emotions. This week, it may be helpful for you to keep a feelings journal. Look at the wheel and write down what emotion you're experiencing and why. Next, feel the emotion. When you acknowledge emotions, you don't need to draw conclusions. Just allow yourself to feel the emotion. Feelings are valid and real. Don't go down the thought pattern of, well, I shouldn't feel this way, or I should feel another way. If you're having a difficult time with your feelings, reach out to a trusted adult who can help guide you. And then look for God. Once you've acknowledged your emotions, talk to God about what you're feeling. You can even ask God to show you where God is in the emotion you are feeling. Our emotions can seem like a complicated mess of conflicting thoughts and feelings. And sometimes we can't express or put into words what we are feeling, no matter how hard we try. Be honest about what you're feeling. God, I'm so angry right now. God, I feel so sad. God, I'm anxious and afraid. God already knows what you're feeling, but inviting God in is an important step in opening yourself up to God's presence and healing. As we wrap up, remember this. God shows up in all feelings. Happiness, sadness, anger, joy, every emotion is a part of your human experience, and God is present in each one. Embrace them all and know that you are not alone. This week, let's commit to being honest with ourselves and with God about how we feel. As I mentioned earlier, it may be a great exercise for you to keep a journal of your emotions and feelings this week. Just know this, you are free to feel, and that's a beautiful thing. By embracing our emotions, we can live more authentic lives, connect more deeply with others and with God, and find comfort in knowing that our feelings are valid and that we are not alone in them. When you head to group, think about your response to this question. When is the last time you talked to God about your emotions?